Welcome back to Oh My Pod, the podcast that teaches you how to automate and grow your podcast. My name, as always, is Justin J. Moore, and I help coaches and entrepreneurs launch podcasts that only take 1 hour a week to manage. And I wanted to ask you, are you podcasting to grow your business? Because if you are, then this episode is going to be perfect for you. I interviewed someone who has a lot of experience using their podcast to grow their business and to create content and branding assets for their business. Today's guest is Stacey Reed. She's helped really, really big name companies like Zappos, UGG, Steve Madden, Adidas, Crocs, generate over $150 million in revenue using social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and all that. And I brought her on because I really wanted to talk about using paid ads to grow a podcast, but then we actually kind of got more into using podcasting as an overall branding tool for your business. And she talked about her repurposing strategy, how she repurposes all of her content from her podcast into tons of stuff for social media, and even talks about like how she uses her podcast sometimes in sales proposals to like explain a certain thing to a client, essentially just using the podcast as a way to save her time by sending it to a client and then letting that do the explaining. And then also, she sometimes turns podcast episodes into lead magnets that get her people on her email list and just bring more people into her circle. So definitely really, really cool. She's running a big business and she's taking the time every single week to put her podcast out there, which means that it's really important to her. And I think you're going to have some really good takeaways from this. Okay, Stacey, welcome to Oh My Pod. I'm so happy to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I'm kind of like, I have absolutely zero expertise on anything to do with paid promotion. I've run a handful of ads in the past. I used to do like ad hoc ads whenever I was like trying to promote a show that I was performing at or something. But like, I do not have a lot of expertise. So you'd be the first person I've ever brought on to talk about paid promotion and talk about ads. And I really enjoyed what we were talking about just before the episode. I'm excited to get into this. I think there's a lot of good stuff here. But just for somebody who has absolutely no idea like what you're up to, what you've done, can you just give like a brief overview of why somebody should essentially, quote unquote, trust you, even though that sounds kind of harsh?
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound harsh at all. There's a lot of people out there creating a lot of content. And I think we're in this age of, you know, like trust is at an all time low. And so we definitely have to make sure as business owners and as podcasters that we prioritize telling people our stories and telling them about what we've done so that they can trust us. And so, so I'm excited to be here. My name is Stacey. I own Stacey Zeal & Co., which is a marketing consulting company. And I'm also a Facebook ads expert. I've had the immense privilege to work in marketing for 13 plus years. I remember my first internship in college, Facebook. I remember the manager was like, Stacey, we need you to figure out Facebook and Twitter for business. And so, you know, I started in my marketing journey when social media for business was just becoming a thing. And so fast forward through my career, worked at a lot of, you know, great companies, large companies, small companies, did on teams of one where I was the solo marketer and responsible for all things, all the way up to working on teams of 30. And really, I would say that, you know, towards the end of my corporate career, I started to work in a company called Zappos. And Zappos is it's a large online shoe and apparel retailer, has a lot of different brands. And when at Zappos, my role was paid social. And so it was all about Facebook ads, Instagram ads, TikTok ads, Pinterest ads, all the different social platforms. And I got the immense privilege to work directly with Meta, to work directly with TikTok and all these different platforms to learn exactly how to run ads effectively. And while I was at Zappos, I generated $150 million in sales. And so now I take all of that knowledge that I've learned from, you know, from the platforms, from actually, you know, running ads myself, and really being able to condense that down into a course, into some trainings, things that I do for clients to help them to accelerate their growth with Facebook and Instagram ads. And, you know, I have a podcast. And so being someone who is an advertiser and a podcaster, I was like, well, how can I make these two worlds really connect, right? Like, how can I leverage this expertise I have with ads to really get more people to consume my content and consume my podcast? And so that's really when I started to realize like there's something here. Like there's definitely a connection between being, you know, running ads effectively and leveraging your podcast in various ways to help people along that journey. And so that's how I got where I am. That's where I'm at now. And, you know, excited to really kind of dive into how I've used these strategies as well as, you know, use strategies for clients and things like that.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. And there's one question I was thinking, which is like, have you ever been on a podcast talking about podcasting?
Yes, I have.
You have? Okay. 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 So usually I will say that usually we're the first. So that's cool. But I have a lot of, there's like a lot of ways that my brain was going while you were talking there, because I think how I treat these interviews, especially recently, is just like, I'm trying to just ask the questions that I think people who are listening or watching would be asking. And the first thing that I'm thinking is probably a broad one, but you can give whatever kind of answer you want towards this. But if I am trying to grow a podcast, or I'm just thinking about trying to get more people to listen to my podcast, and I wanted to use paid ads in some way on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, like what is the strategy? Like, I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, would it be like creating a clip and then promoting that, or creating a post and then, like, maybe you could just give like an overview of what is even going on there.
Yeah, definitely. So when you're thinking about, you know, diving into paid ads, the first thing that you want to think about before you start to think about the content and what the ads should look like and all those things, what you want to start to think about is like, what am I trying to accomplish here? Because that is really going to, you know, guide how you set up your ads, what creative you use, all the things, because it really is about figuring out, like, what is the endpoint that I want a user or a listener to get to? Is it growing my business? Do I want to use my podcast to generate leads for my business? Do I want to use my podcast to just grow my downloads so that way I can get brand deals? Like, what is the ultimate goal that you have as a podcaster? And then that will help you to really kind of inform the strategy and the creative and all that kind of stuff. So once you understand, like, what am I trying to accomplish here? The next thing is really trying to understand, like, who am I talking to? And so, you know, with Facebook and Instagram, Facebook specifically, like, there are 2.9 billion monthly active users on Facebook, which means 2.9 billion people log into this app at least once every 30 days. Instagram is like 1.9 billion monthly active users. So there's a lot of people on Facebook, on Instagram. Facebook's like the third most visited website in the world. And so I say that to say, everybody on Facebook is not your ideal listener, and they're not your ideal client. And so when you're thinking about, you know, who you're talking to and the ads you're creating, you really have to figure out, like, who am I talking to? What do they care about? What do they want to learn? Where are they at now? Where they want to get to? Because that helps you to really kind of create what I call magnetic messaging. And your magnetic messaging is really going to inform what your creative looks like, what episodes you use to promote your podcast, you know, to promote, using ads to promote the podcast, because you're really trying to get a certain type of listener, and you want to get a listener at a certain point of their journey, especially if you're trying to get people to become clients and you're not just focused on downloads. You want to make sure that, you know, that person that you're targeting with your ads, you're speaking the language that they speak. You're talking about the pain points and the problems that they're currently experiencing. And you're talking about the transformations or the desired results that they also want, and letting them know that listening to your podcast, coming into your world, downloading the thing, whatever, is really going to help them along that journey. And that way you capture listeners who are in a really specific mindset and are looking for a really specific result before they come to your podcast. The last thing that you want to think about before you really kind of dive into ads is, what does your customer journey look like? Like, what is that journey that I like to say, like, what is that journey that people go on before where they go from, I have no idea who you are, to please take my money? And so if your podcast is somewhere in between there, which I use my podcast Roadmap to 1 million as that in-between point to help people to move closer to wanting to be ready to work with me, right? Like, so I have to make sure that I have a path defined that I want people to take, from listening to the podcast to maybe then getting on my email list to then being able to book a sales call with me. You know, so what are those touch points that you have with people in order for them to become clients, or, you know, for them to become loyal listeners, right? Like, whether it's maybe you have a Patreon or something like that, that you want people to start to donate to participate in or something like that, right? So it's really important that, one, you know who you're talking to, so you can create that messaging that you're going to infuse into your ads. Two, you know what that customer journey is, and you can have defined it so that you can send people on a specific path, and you can't just expect people to listen to your podcast and know that you want them to book a call next, right? You have to really be able to kind of like move people along that journey. And you have to really make sure that you understand, like, what is the ultimate goal of the podcast? What am I trying to accomplish? Because then that helps you to really kind of set the strategy up to make sure that you can get people to that desired result.
Yeah. And that's kind of where I was going to add, like, there's two, I think we talked about this at the start. There's like two types of podcasts that exist. One is, you know, shooting for stardom. It's like, it's never, success is not guaranteed for that person, because it's like saying that success would be guaranteed for a musician or for a writer or something. It is a risky path. It's a path that we cannot guarantee results. And that is the path of podcast first. All I'm doing is trying to grow my podcast for the sake of growing the podcast so that I can get sponsorships and get brand deals and everything and make the podcast itself the business. But then there's the person who's using the podcast as an addition or as a like enhancing element of their business. And in that, for that person, I think podcasting success is always guaranteed, because you can just simply link your podcast with your broader business activities, even link it to a specific offer or a specific action, like you said, a call or a community or something. And success there is guaranteed, because at the end of the day, the podcast is going to bring in money and it's going to grow your relationship with these people and the trust of these people. And so I think what your podcast is more on the side of using it as a way to build trust with people and then get people into your business. So what are some of the things that you're doing with your podcast? I'm sure that people are wondering this, that is actually driving people to those results that you wanted, that you mentioned before, the calls and downloading lead magnets and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I am honestly the queen of repurposing my podcast content, because I fundamentally believe that, like, one, I put a lot of effort and energy into creating a single podcast episode, right? Like, it's something that, like, yeah, and you know, as podcasters out there, we know there's a lot that goes into an episode. It's, you know, it's the outlining, it's the, you know, recording, it's the editing, it's the promotion, all the things, right? And so there are, we sometimes get stuck on this trap where we feel like we have to create, or like, you know, people are like, oh, I need to go from publishing one episode a week to two episodes a week to be able to hit my goals. But really, it's more about making sure that you get enough eyeballs on that particular piece of content and you're using it, you know, all throughout your marketing. So different ways I use my podcast. One, you know, we promote our podcast, or we publish our podcast on Tuesdays. So it goes out to all the podcast players. It goes to YouTube. We also send an email that goes out about the podcast to our list to keep those people engaged and to nurture those folks and to let them, you know, to provide value for them, as for people who just signed up for my email list and want to continue to hear value from me. So we send it out via email. We also post a blog with it. And so that way we can get that SEO traffic where we're getting people who are searching for specific things and they can land on our podcast. I also use AI tools to take the videos, like I record video podcasts. I'll say my podcast, we use the audio for the podcast, but I do record it as a video because I want to use it as promotion. And so I use an AI tool called Opus Clips, and I will run my podcast video through there, and I'll create some reels and post those things as reels. You know, I have gone live and repurposed those things as podcast episodes. I also use my podcast episodes as lead magnets. And so when I will, like, for example, I'll record a podcast series, maybe it's three or four episodes in the series about a specific topic. Then I have taken those episodes. I've created a little PDF guide to go with it, you know, with some tips and checklists and all kinds of things. But the main focus is the actual podcast episode. It's like, listen to this episode and then here's some homework for you to do, you know, from this episode. And so with that, then I take that and I run ads to that, where I'm like, you know, running lead generation campaigns to specific lead magnets that are, you know, just really repurposed podcast episodes put into like a PDF guide with, you know, some tips and some action steps and all that kind of stuff in there. Also with a call to action to book calls with me or to buy my course or things like that. And so I think those are most of the ways. There might be a couple of things lingering.
That's amazing.
I use it.
So just to like summarize of what my brain, because that was, yeah, a lot, but perfect. It's exactly what I wanted. So you are essentially, one of the things that you're doing is you create an episode, then you make a resource or a training or a PDF that goes with that episode, so that the podcast listener turns into an email list because they give you the contact, and then you're just bringing them more into their world. And at the end of the day, you're serving them in many different ways and providing them with a ton of free value.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, and even like one last way I just thought about it. I own a marketing company, and so I send out proposals. I also include my podcast episodes in my proposals. You know, so like I'll have clients come up, had, you know, a couple of clients come on and talk about their experience in working with me. as a podcast episode. So that's an episode to help people to understand, you know, from my client's perspective, how it is to work with me. But then I also take that episode and I'll put it into a proposal. So that way, someone who is considering work with me, if they haven't listened to the podcast, because most likely they haven't, because they might be someone who came to me as a referral or someone who just doesn't know me, you know, and so I send those kinds of, so send those in those episodes as well. But like you were saying, right, we create a lot of great quality content. And so it's always about, for me, from my perspective, is all about making sure, how do I get the most, you know, ears listening to this episode as possible? And how do I make sure that that content doesn't just die after I posted it, right? Like, you know, because there's, you know, podcast episodes that I put, like this podcast episode I was talking about with my client that was posted like, you know, 2 months ago, but that still gets listeners and it still gets downloads because it's on my blog. It's in my my proposals. It's, you know, something I send out of my email sequences. Like I have a little email. I have a sign up that says, hey, get, you know, sign up for my email list and I'll send you my top 5 downloaded episodes. And so that just, you know, kicks out an email that says, hey, here's a link to all the different episodes. And so there are so many ways you can use your podcast content. So you just have to make sure, you just have to, one, realize that, you know, creating one piece of content takes a lot of time and effort. But really, where you should be spending most of your time is in the promotion of that episode. Because if you get, as you have a really great quality piece of content, as you get more listeners, more people to, you know, consume it, then you'll get more sales calls booked. You get more people buying your products, those kinds of things. And so that's really how I approach it.
Exactly. And I want to piggyback off that because it's funny how when you talk to more people who, I don't want to say podcasters, because first and foremost, we're business owners who also have a podcast because we like to share our ideas with humans. That's what a podcast is just sharing your ideas with other people. And what I do for my repurposing strategy is I have my episode, which then I put through AI to get a bunch of written stuff. And the written stuff is prompted with my voice and writing style. Then I go in, make a bunch of edits. I always write the headlines myself, obviously, because I just think AI kind of sucks at that right now. And then I turn that into a LinkedIn newsletter and a post on LinkedIn, 3 clips for Instagram and for YouTube Shorts and Facebook Reels, a Facebook post as well. And all this stuff, like, it gets traction and it's all driving people to the episode. And the episode always has a call to action to my free community, which is the space that I put my heart and soul into with all the trainings and stuff that I can do. And so once people are in the community, then they're part of my world. And so it's, everybody has a different repurposing strategy, but what you're saying is so true. It's like, if you're going to put the time and effort into making the podcast, then going the extra step to create some of the extra content around and using AI as help or having team members to help with it, I think it's super huge. And also, like, what I got from that as well was, like, you run a very successful business. You've been doing this type of work for 13 years, which is quite a bit longer than how long I've been in business. And it's just interesting. Like, I just want to get your thoughts on, even though your business is so big and your time is so valuable, you're still spending time and putting serious effort into creating a podcast. So what is your reasoning behind that?
Honestly, I love giving people a complete, thoughtful piece of content. I think that, you know, now where we're at with social media, like, social media is fantastic. It's great for growing an audience. It's great for getting people to consume your content and all those things. But it really is if you think about it, it really is just giving somebody a glimpse into a concept, right? Like, you know, 90 seconds is not enough to explain to you how to use Facebook ads to grow your business, to exponentially grow your business, right? Like, can I give you a, you know, snippet of that in 90 seconds? Sure. But I can't give you a complete thought, you know? And so with podcasts, I find that I can give people a complete thought. I can give people a concept. I can break down some stats. I can give them, you know, and I have a framework for, you know, kind of like how I record my podcast and things like that. But either way, it's really just about making sure that I give people a complete thought. And that's just how I am just as a person. Also, I like to talk, as people can probably tell, right? Like, writing is
we all do.
Yeah, exactly. Writing is not something that I find is a really strong skill set for me. Like, do I write? Yes. But is it something I bring a lot of energy to? No. But my podcast, if you tell me to go live, you tell me to record a video, you tell me to record a podcast, I can do that at the drop of a hat because it's something that that is aligned with my skills. It's something that I enjoy doing. And it's something that I feel like is a way for me to express myself in a complete way. And so that's why for me, like, you know, podcasting is just such a great medium for that because it allows me to express myself in a complete way. It allows me to give my audience a lot of value and a deeper dive into a concept that I can with just a social media post. And it allows me to have evergreen content that's always out there. Because that's another thing. It's like social media content, it lasts for a couple of weeks. If you have a reel that's doing really good, maybe it lasts for a couple of weeks, but it is going to eventually die. Right? You're just going to have to keep creating, creating, creating. You feel like you're on this hamster wheel. But at some point, you realize like my time is valuable. And the time that I'm spending creating 10 reels, I could create one thoughtful podcast episode, use AI and some of these other tools to repurpose that. And then I have, you know, 7 to 10 pieces of content. Like when I run my podcast through Opus Clips, I get like, you know, 20 different clips that I can, you know, choose from to be able to post. I typically just do 3 posts a week. So I go through and find 3 best posts that I want. I have days and times that I post all these things. And, you know, so it really does allow you as a business owner to give someone a complete thought and then to kind of shift a mindset, maybe overcome an objection, something that, you know, because there's a lot of things if we think about marketing, like, you know, I'm a marketer at heart. And that's why I love doing marketing things and you know, podcasting and stuff like that. But if you think about the fundamentals of marketing, it really is about helping people to take a step closer to working with you. It's getting people closer to the sale. And so what are those things that people, what is that mindset someone has to be in before they invest in ads? What is that, you know, objection that I have to overcome before someone buys my course? What is that, you know, like frame of reference that someone needs to have in order for them to take to book a call with me or to take the next step? And that's, I can use my podcast to help people to learn those things and to get in the right mindset that they need to be in order to take their business to the next level with ads or whatever, you know, other ways that they would be working.
Yeah, it's so, so true. And that's on that piece of just like podcasting being a really long form place where people can spend time with you, like proper time and really build that connection. Curious about like, do you have any, whether it's like really, really precise data or not, it doesn't matter either way, but like, do you think you could have some type of quantifiable results from your podcast? Or is it like unquantifiable because it's so many different elements, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's interesting, like, you know, trying to quantify your podcast has been difficult. And I think it's because podcasting, if you think about, you know, how podcasting kind of like works and how old it is, it really isn't that old of a medium, right? Like podcasting has been out for a while, but in comparison to like blogging and email and some of those other things, they've been around for a lot longer. They've evolved over time, you know, and I think that, you know, tracking with podcasts has been hard. And that's one of the things that like for me, like I'm a very data-driven person. Like I like to be able to see the data. I like to be able to see what's, you know, what's moving and that kind of thing. So I haven't been able to really say like, I have generated X amount of sales for my podcast, or I have, you know, generated, you know, X amount of leads for my podcast, because I come across people, literally, I do sales calls, I do outreach and that kind of stuff. And people say, oh, I love your podcast. Like I had someone who I reached out to via Facebook. That's where I get a lot of my business from, Facebook and referrals. And so I'm always doing outreach. I'm always, you know, working with people and stuff like that. And she was just, I had a call with her. She was like, oh my gosh, I love your podcast. I didn't even know she listened to my podcast.
There you go. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah. And so it's hard to really like quantify, you know, that journey. But I think that as podcasting grows, I think as, you know, now that more people are doing it, there are more AI tools, there are more all the podcasting as a medium is growing, you know, rapidly, I feel like, in these last couple of years, and will continue to grow. So I think that there will eventually be ways for us to be able to kind of tie those things together. But I would say some things I do, like, you know, on my sales calls forms, I have a, how did you find me? You know, sometimes people put a podcast there, you know, somebody there, an option can be a podcast or something like that. But, you know, I think that's just the challenge, right? It's just really like being able to like go into like the nuts and bolts, the dollars and cents of it. But, you know, there is this part of me that understands that as I have people tell me like, I love your podcast, I listen to your podcast, you know, all those kinds of things, you know, I have people on my email list who, you know, respond and say, hey, I love your podcast, those kinds of things. All of those touch points matter, especially when we're at now with marketing, because it's very important for us to have an omnipresence. It's very important for us as business owners to be able to reach people on different mediums, because the people who are listening to your podcast are following you on social. They're probably on your email list. They're watching your lives. They're, you know, listening to you do guest podcasts. So people are consuming you in different ways. And so I continue to use it as an anchor of my business because I had that sense that, like, you know, people who want to become clients of mine, they've listened to a podcast before. And like I said, I do case studies on my podcast so I can put those in proposals. And, you know, can I see if someone listened to it in the proposal? No, because I can't see, you know, an individual user say like, oh, you know, Sally listened to this podcast on this day in this particular medium, right? But it does, you know, I do get that sense that it does help to nurture people. And that's really the goal of my podcast, right? Like my goal of my podcast is not necessarily to directly generate the sale. It's to get people ready to be able to book a call with me or to take the next step with me. And so that's really kind of how I treat it.
Yeah. And I think you'll probably agree. There's like something that I've been toying around with, which is like, it's hard to quantify the money that's being, or the growth of your business that's being generated from a podcast. But saying that a podcast doesn't make you any money is like saying that posting on social media doesn't make you any money. Like, obviously, nobody's going to drop dollars in your pocket for like just making a post on LinkedIn unless you're famous and you're, you know, getting sponsored. Same goes for podcasting, though. But saying that you that no money is being made from posting daily on social media, let's say, even just writing posts every day, saying that that makes no money is, I think, missing the point, because what you're doing is something bigger. There's a whole bunch of mini sales that need to happen before somebody actually hits like the go button on your main thing. It's like, first they have to accept to even just read your content. And then they have to accept, like, you know, you have to sell them on the next piece of content, then sell them on joining your email list, sell them on getting on a call. And these are all places. And so I think podcasting completes one of the sales of the multi-sale process. And also, just like, you know, the effect of someone having a, you know, your show has like 75 or 77 episodes at this point, like the effect of someone having 77, like 30 minute long or hour long episodes talking about the thing that their business is about, it makes, like, you look at that and you're like, this person's an expert. Like, there's no doubt this person's an expert. They did 100 episodes, like that's 100 hours of content about the thing. Of course they know the thing. If they didn't before, now that they've done 100 episodes, they probably do. So it's like, it's just a huge credibility booster. So you have I just want to kind of like tie everything together because we're kind of coming down to it. And I think there's been a lot of like really good takeaways about, I originally thought like paid ads, but then I got really interested in how you're using podcasting just in general for your business. And so I think this episode kind of took a turn that I liked, which is like, you know, something I'm really passionate about is using podcasts for your business. So lots of amazing takeaways here. What is this? So do you have a quiz or something? I don't know anything about quizzes, but I'm sure it's something interesting. So could you just give like an overview of that? And it'll be linked below, but just let people know what that's about.
Yeah, definitely. So I created this quiz called What's Missing in Your $1 Million Marketing Strategy. And what it does is it really kind of takes you through, it's a quick quiz. You kind of go through it, multiple choice, you know, kind of thing. And it really, based on the answers that you give, it gives you a comprehensive report of what's really kind of like the strengths that you have in your marketing right now. What are some of the potential weaknesses? It tells you what's kind of some recommendations on things that you need to really kind of focus on to take your business to that next level. Because a lot of times, like kind of, you know, being in marketing for so long and working with a lot of different clients, you know, usually there is like, you know, a couple things or a couple foundational things that you can do to really amplify your success. But we don't know what we don't know. And so if you don't know, if you're not a marketer by trade, like, you know, me, like I said, I love marketing. I live and breathe. I've done it for a while. But if you're not necessarily a marketer, which most of my clients are not, you wouldn't maybe necessarily know what's missing and what's kind of holding you back from taking a quantum leap to that next level. And so that's what the quiz is about. It gives you tool recommendations. It gives you, you know, a lot of comprehensive advice that you can use to then take and apply to your business. So you can take that quiz at stacyzeal.co/quiz, and you'll be able to really kind of get that comprehensive report so that you can understand, like, what do I need to focus on in order to take things to the next level, just comprehensively when you're thinking about your entire business, not specifically just only to your podcast, but like, how do you, you know, as a business owner, what are some marketing levers you can pull to actually take things to the next level? So you can definitely take the quiz. It gives you a really good report. And I think that it's very helpful for people to take things to the next level.
Yeah. And I will say like 95% of listeners are business owners who are also podcasting. So that sounds huge. Your ideal listener is probably always going to be the same as your ideal client. So having those things all aligned in sync is huge. But this has been awesome. Thank you so much for the time. I really enjoyed the conversation, and we will have some content for you after and that we can repurpose, I'm sure, and everything. But thanks for the time, Stacey, so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This has been great.